This podcast, Waking Lions, is curiously not about waking lions. Have you ever wondered exactly who it is that can be hypnotized and why not everyone can be hypnotized? Good question. Some people already know it, but most people don't. So if you're in that category that you don't know, don't worry, because everybody was there once. The point of the matter is that anyone can be hypnotized. Let me put it this way. If you're in a classroom, we'll just say 25 kids in a classroom, and you've got a teacher that's teaching English, okay? And the teacher goes for a week talking about formatting sentences, you know, prepositional phrases, subjects, nouns, action, all that stuff. That one teacher teaches all of the students the exact same lesson. All at the same time, even. At the end of the week, one student will take the test or the quiz and not do as well as other students. Why is that? Is it because that teacher wasn't a good teacher for that student? All the students got the same lesson. Is it that that student wasn't a good student? Well, that could be. Maybe they were making paper airplanes or writing love letters or, you know, picking their nose or sleeping. Who knows? Who knows what they were doing? Or maybe the way that teacher teaches the lesson, that one particular student doesn't comprehend in the same way that the teacher teaches. Maybe the student is from another country, which doesn't mean that they're ignorant or that they're stupid, I should say. It doesn't mean that they're stupid. It just means that they have a different way of deciphering things. So it might be a little more confusing to them. But they're still very intelligent. That could be the thing that sets them apart in this classroom, right? The teacher could be very good and the student isn't receptive. Or it could be that the teacher verbally teaches the majority of the lesson and this student is a kinesthetic learner or a visual learner that learns better in another fashion than the way this teacher teaches. So for this one particular student, when the teacher's just giving the lesson verbally, the next class is science, and this teacher has pictures of everything that's going on and videos talking about what's going on, and the kids can see it in full color. Well, this particular student that didn't do well in the English lessons does exceptionally well in science. Maybe it has to do with them liking science more than English. We're just going to put that aside and say that this person is a visual learner. So that teacher could be good too. So in respect to whether or not people can be hypnotized, it's the same thing as this classroom thing going on. You may not learn from one hypnotist as well as you will from another. And a different student might learn from that teacher better than from another. So it's just a difference of personalities, even. Differences of learning. Different hypnotists have different methodologies. And you may realize this too. If you've seen more than one or two or three hypnotists, you'll notice that all of them have extremely different ways of even the initial induction. You know, I've seen some that have really short inductions, especially stage hypnosis. That's a very quick process. It's very surface-like. It's not a very deep hypnosis. The people can go under deeply, it seems, but they're not in a deep, deep, deep hypnosis, which is more of the counseling or, you know, something that's, I don't want to say medicinal, but more helpful rather than entertaining. Because with entertaining hypnosis, you generally just have one person, the hypnotist, talking and giving commands and directions. And the people that are the subjects are not necessarily talking at all. If they, you know, sometimes they will a little bit. Mostly they're not talking and they're not revealing anything about themselves. So it's a very quick process. All they do is listen to what the hypnotist is saying and then they, you know, act it out, act like a bird, act like a cat, whatever, be afraid. But then with the other process, there's always a preliminary, well, there should be, I should say, a preliminary intake form or questioning. They may talk to you in person, but they want to find out things about you. They want to find out how you think. And this is why. The reason why is because when a hypnotist is speaking to your subconscious, which is when you're after the induction, when you're under hypnosis, what the hypnotist is doing is not tricking you into doing something you don't want to do. It's a joint effort. You're paying them to actually help you. So they're not going to be tricking you or something for their own entertainment. They're going to be helping you. You're working together. So in this event, what they'll be doing is listening to you initially to find out what exactly is going on. They'll be finding out through questions whether you are a kinesthetic observer or a visual person or an audio person, or do you ask questions a lot, or do you listen more? They're going to be feeling out all of these types of perceptions from you as they're speaking to you, so that when they're speaking to your subconscious, they'll be able to use these techniques that work for you to work for you. So, if you're questioning whether or not you can be hypnotized, the answer is yes. How do I know that? Well, you can look it up, which is fine by me. Go ahead, prove me right. Or you can actually think for a moment, just to yourself. You don't have to tell me. If ever there's a time in your day where you're doing something and you look at the clock and it's one time, and then it seems like 3 seconds later and you look at the clock and half an hour's gone or 40 minutes are gone, maybe lunchtime, right, during work, you've had a really hectic day and you finally sit down to eat lunch. And you don't realize it in the time waiting for the microwave and the time finding a seat, by the time the person leaves your table after saying hellos and all of that, and you gobble down your food, it's actually been, you know, 40 minutes. So that's a perception of time passing that you're unaware of. Now, this doesn't seem like hypnosis. It really kind of is bordering on the line just because you've lost a sense of time. But those other times where you've done something methodically, whether it's getting dressed in the morning, whether it's, I don't know, habits that you do every day. Maybe the first thing you do when you wake up is turn on the television and go in and make breakfast. Maybe it's a habit. Maybe you get up and take a shower first. Maybe you wait for your dog to wake you up and say, I need to go to the bathroom, because that's how I wake up every day at 5. My dogs have to go out to the bathroom, which really, really, really sucks because I live in Utah. And a lot of the times at 5 in the morning, I'll just throw my robe on because, you know, not that you need to know this, but I sleep in the buff. And so I just throw my robe on and go outside, which is fine and dandy in the summertime. Well, unless it's really windy. But the wintertime sucks. But enough of that. I've already got your mind going and it's not in a good place. But there are other times that we're semi-hypnotized, that we're not consciously aware of hypnotism. And that is when you're driving in your car and you're in one place and then you're kind of like, you know, zapping back to reality after thinking or mulling over some things in your mind, and you don't even remember how you got where you're at. That is a form of hypnosis. And let me explain a little bit, because this will be a lot more clear for you. The reason you can do things without thinking is because you've done them so many times, over and over and over again. You know, right turn at the grocery store, go down 2 blocks, left turn at the hardware store. And you've done it so many times, you can have a conversation on your phone, you can have a conversation with your friend. You can phase out thinking about something at work, and the next thing you know, you're at home. Now, I'm going to explain how that is a hypnotic situation. During hypnosis, all that hypnosis does when you're changing something about yourself, and I'm not talking about like really deep therapeutic hypnosis when I'm talking about this. I'm talking about more things like stopping smoking. That's an easy one. That's pretty easy to kick with hypnosis. Okay, so let's say you're stopping smoking. There are so many ways to stop smoking. You know, there are patches, I think there's medication you take. There's all of these things. Well, patch, right? But every time you think about putting the patch on, you're thinking about smoking. Every time you think about cutting back, maybe, you know, on your own, without the help of a doctor, but you go through that phase where you're thinking about a cigarette and you have to tell yourself, no, I don't want a cigarette, which, of course, you're thinking about cigarettes. And you go through this phase for a while, and after a while, your body, your mind, and your body, because we all know that nicotine is a physical dependency as well as a mental dependency. Go back to sleep. That's not a man. It's just my dog. She's stretching. Aren't you? Go to sleep. I should hypnotize her. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, so what I was saying is that when you are hypnotized, you go through a phase, like with the cigarettes, when you're consciously, you're awake, you're fully awake and going through the cravings and the withdrawals and all of that. Every time the thought crosses your mind, you have to make a choice. Am I going to smoke? Am I not going to smoke? Right? Every time it's a choice. Until it gets to the point where you can do it. Usually, I think it takes about 2 months, somewhere between a month and 2 months to quit smoking. And Some people it takes a little bit more depending on, you know, there's variations. What your work life is like, you know, are you around a lot of smokers all the time? Do your friends smoke? Do you hang out at the bars where they smoke all the time, you know, or not? Because that's going to have a big impact on how easy it is to smoke or stop smoking as well. But when you're hypnotized, you go directly from being aware you need to change something, that very first initial step, to no decisions. You don't ever have the thought cross your mind, do I want a cigarette or do I not want a cigarette? Because you have made that decision already. You've talked to the hypnotist, and the hypnotist knows what you want. And while your subconscious, rather than your conscious, is being spoken to by the hypnotist, the question-answer period is already scratched out because you're beyond the conscious level. So then that hypnotist is talking to your subconscious, which means that it is, here's the magic word, an instant habit. That's what hypnosis is. It's creating habits instantly so that you don't go through the yes, no, do I, don't I, shall I not questioning. The back of your mind, your intent, your subconscious already has a handle on it. It's already decided everything, and so you just don't do it. Easy. Easy, easy. So, when you're talking about hypnosis, can you or can you not? Make sure you have the right hypnotist. Make sure that someone qualified, that they're certified, that they have people that they've worked with that can vouch for their abilities, not just some weirdo on the street corner with a paper bag sitting on the ground, okay? That's probably not going to work for you very well. I could be wrong, but I'm just saying. Make sure that you get your money's worth, and make sure that they know enough about you, what you're going through, what's causing what you're going through, so that they can actually feed the information back to your subconscious and help you out later, because that is going to be your best bet. So can anyone be hypnotized? Don't ask my brother. My brother Jason. I'm still trying to talk to him. He won't even listen to me. He's a good guy anyway. But many other people that I've spoken to understand it and have worked with me and have done extremely well. So, well, Jason is a whole nother side of me. He knows the wicked side and the funny side, and that he's even seen me drunk. So, but I won't be drunk when I'm hypnotizing anyone. At any rate, anyone can be hypnotized. You have to find the right person. You have to find the right method. They have to know the right method that works for you. Meditative methods work very well, by the way. But there are some very quick ways too. So find the method that works best for you as well. And on that note, I am going to go ahead and sign out after not even 20 minutes of talking and tell you thank you very much for listening to Waking Lions. I'm sorry it's been such a long time since I've spoken to you. I think a lot of things have been going on for everyone. I'll try to be more respectful next time. And until then, you know the deal. I'll talk to you later. Thanks for listening to Waking Lions.